This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. We're starting with peace. That's what Islam is all about. The way of life that calls you to submit to the one God, the creator of all that exists. To have peace with your creator, peace within yourself. Then you can have peace with everyone around you. But you got to do a what? You got to do a jihad. A what? That's right. You got to struggle to do that. You got to struggle to submit. Because it's easy to submit to your lower inclinations that a lot of times it's not good for you. You want to go chase that man or woman outside of marriage. You got to do a jihad against that to stop that. You might want to utter a curse word. Something that's really should not be coming out of your mouth. You got to do a jihad against that. Islam is calling you to do a jihad, yes, but there's something that's been attributed to it. It's synonymous now. Is it with terrorism, terrifying people, things blowing up, or the opposite? You're about to learn the truth here on the Dean Show with my next guest. We got a surprise for you. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Dean Show.
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 Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be unto you too.
Thank you for joining us. Now, let me tell you something. There are many people that have this title. I think you're qualified because other people, they use the same title. So, but you prefer not to be called by Sheikh or Mulana or Mufti. You got the knowledge. You prefer just to be called Brother Imran. So I'm going to call you Brother Imran.
MashaAllah. Yeah, brother. And I prefer being called as the student for Islam and comparative religion. I think that's the greatest honor to be a student of knowledge forever, mashallah.
Mashallah, mashallah, God willed it. And we started with peace. I started a show of peace. Is it true that Jesus and all the prophets, they also started their greetings with this when they greeted each other with peace be unto you?
Of course, if you read the Bible, you will find that when Jesus, he greets his disciples, he says, Ash-shalomu alaykum. And that is a Hebrew connotation, very close to the Islamic Arabic term, Assalamu alaikum, which means may peace be unto all of you, mashallah.
And that's very deep, and we want peace first and foremost with the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Very true.
So we can have peace within ourselves, because a lot of people are on Xanax, they're restless and they're nervous because they don't have that peace.
True.
So this show is about promoting peace, people to come to this realization that there is a purpose in life, and the best one to tell you is the creator of the heavens
Absolutely.
And earth. So then you can have and you can be living purpose, then you can have peace. But a lot of times, you know what distracts people is the desire. The desire now to want this and want that, things that aren't good for you. Drugs, alcohol, gambling, all the bad things. So you got to do a jihad against these things.
Very true.
But now people have taken this beautiful word jihad and they're scaring people with it. They think jihad is synonymous with terrorism, killing innocent babies, killing innocent people. So you're here on the show to clear up the fog, to clear up the false fallacies and misconceptions, and explain to us, really, what is jihad?
Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. يا ايها الذين امنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافه ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان انه لكم عدو مبين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي Respected brother Eddie and all my dear viewers, I once again welcome all of you with the Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and blessings of almighty God Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. MashaAllah, you have asked a very important question on a very important subject in the modern scenario. The Arabic word jihad is unfortunately being misunderstood by a lot of people, being misrepresented by a certain section of the media worldwide. It's being mistaken, especially by a large section of the non-Muslim society, considering jihad as a holy war a war against the non-Muslims. This is very unfortunate. See, there is a saying, there is a popular saying in English, it's not the activeness of the rascals that spoils the society. It's the inactiveness of the good people that spoils it.
Say that again. That's a nice...
It's not the activeness of the rascals.
The mischief makers.
The mischief makers.
Yeah.
It's not the activeness of these mischief mongers that spoils the society. It's the inactiveness of the good people like us, the Muslims, who aren't inviting the non-Muslims to Islam, not educating them about the right concept of Islam, and that is causing all the problems in the world today.
So it's
very important that we need to educate the people around us. We need to go out, not isolate ourselves from others. And at a time when this word has become a synonym to terrorism, it becomes the duty of every one of us to go out to our non-Muslim brothers and sisters and educate them that jihad is something that even you do. Every human being does jihad. You see, the Arabic word jihad is derived from two root words, jahada and juhad. It means to strive for something and to strive against something. A student, when he is preparing for his exams, he is doing jihad. He is striving for scoring good marks.
A student in school.
Of course, when a student prepares for the exams, he is doing jihad. He is striving for scoring big marks. And a policeman, when he is trying to catch a culprit, when he is trying to arrest a criminal, when he's trying to maintain the law and order, the policeman is doing jihad against a criminal. So if you say the Arabic word jihad would literally mean to strive for something or to strive against something, as far as Islam is concerned. When it comes with the Islamic connotation in it, as an Islamic terminology, the Arabic word jihad simply means to strive for all that Allah commanded as good, the Almighty God commanded as good to the entire humanity. And it means to strive against all which Allah considered as evil for the human beings. And of course, the Almighty God, being our creator, has the best right to dictate terms to the man what he has to do and what he hasn't required to do, what he should not do. So that is very important. So jihad is a pure concept of striving for something good and striving against that is evil. And every good is beneficial to the mankind. And every evil at one stage of your life will destroy the human population. So that is what is jihad. And we truly need to understand it in a little broader or in a little more classified perspective. So that is how I would put the word jihad as an explanation initially.
I think, look, what you just said is brilliant. It's the fact, it's not fiction, and you define this word. And just by defining the word jihad, and you gave a wonderful, eloquent example about a student doing jihad, not to cut school, not to go ahead and be with bad influences, being on time to class, is a jihad. It's a struggle, and the policeman against the criminal doing jihad, beautiful. There's one thing also I want to, before we go to break, there's a lot of times I don't let people get away with this, so I'm not going to let you have any special exceptions. You said something in Arabic in the beginning. We got a lot of not yet Muslims, people who everyone has a potential to submit to the one God. Many have after, alhamdulillah, watching the show. So just so they don't think you just worked a spell on them, you said something in Arabic. What did you say?
Yeah, I just began, when I said alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, it would mean all praises are for Allah, the creator of the universe, the cherisher of the universe. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. May the peace and salutations be on the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa ala alihi, and on his family, wa ashabihi, and all his Muslim companions, the male and female Muslim companions, that is the sahaba akram radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain. And then I recited an ayat of the Quran from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 208, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Muslims, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kafa. O you who claim you are Muslims, enter into Islam completely and perfectly.
Not just on Ramadan.
Yeah, not just in Ramadan, not just by claiming, not just a mouth lip service.
Yeah.
But do it in actions. Because if you do it in action, then the peace will spread. Then the people will understand, okay, this is a religion of peace. So that is what I recited. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, For verily it is an open enemy unto you.
That's the
devil.
That
was the message I gave in Arabic from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 208.
Beautiful.
That is what I read.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mashallah.
So he didn't work
magic. Of course, I made a dua of Musa alayhi salam.
He made a supplication, praise
beautiful,
God.
Beautiful, beautiful supplication. You know, it says, Rabbish Rahli Sadri, our Lord, open our breast for us. Open my breast for me. And made me a person of courage. Expand my breast with knowledge. Vayassirli Amri. And make the task with which I am here easy for me. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani. Remove any impediment in my speech, any obstruction in my speech to convey the truth. وَيَفْقَهُ خَلِي And open the minds of my listeners and the viewers to understand the message I am passing on to them.
Amazing, amazing. You're learning so much here on the Deen Show. Much. And God willing, you're going to learn some more. Don't go nowhere.
Hay solo un Dios. Adóralo a Él solo y no a su creación. I would go to my room, lock the door, prostrate and cry, saying, God, you know me better than myself. Show me the right way and I will not look back. I will leave everything behind.
Allah is our creator and He creates everything and He gives intelligence to people. Rasulullah is Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad is one of the last messengers sent from God.
Back here on the Deen Show with Brother Imran. Alhamdulillah, all praise to the creator of the heavens and earth that's honored us here with your presence. Thank you for finding the time to be with us on the Deen Show. We're talking about jihad. So you also mentioned people say jihad and then they put next to it holy war. Is jihad a holy war?
Absolutely. Very important question and a very major misunderstanding that was propagated by the Orientalists against Islam. You would be wondering that according to the Times magazine, a very popular magazine in the US, dated 16th April 1979, it states that in 150 years alone, that is between 1800 Christian era to 1950 Christian era, 60,000 books were written against Islam.
60,000?
60,000. And if you calculate it by the number of days in these 150 years, it would be more than one book being written per day against Islam. And sometimes I say to some people back in my public talks, I say if that would have happened with any other ism on the world, in the world, that ism would have become a museum piece by now.
It would have been vanished.
Yeah, I mean if the children would ask what was this, you will have to take them to the museum to show. But it's the truth from Allah that is still making Islam stand. And these 60,000 books, I think the Muslims would be wondering 60,000 books and how do we answer them? Subhanallah, Shaykh, one book, the Quran, is enough to answer them. And you ask a very important question about holy war. See, the Arabic translation for holy war will be Harbul Muqaddisa. And this word Harbul Muqaddisa does not occur in the entire Quran for one single time. Not a single place in the entire Quran, the word Harbul Muqaddisa has been used. Not even in one authentic teaching of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has this word holy war been used. In fact, if you look the history of the word or the etymology of this word, it was coined, in fact, for the Crusades.
The Crusades.
Yes.
So nothing to do with Islam.
Nothing to do with Islam. Absolutely. Harbul Muqaddisa or holy war has nothing to do with Islam at all. Not a single time is it used in the Quran or the authentic teachings of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Amazing, amazing facts, not fiction.
Yeah, this is a fact, of
yes.
course.
But now someone says, you know what, okay, you know, struggling, you know, at school, this is good, and, you know, to go ahead, and for the police officer example you gave, but look, they say, you know, look at Osama bin Laden, look at the World Trade Centers, what about this? They said they did a jihad, what do you got to say about that?
Oh, subhanAllah, Sheikh. This, I think, the September 9/11 incident, and all that is happening after September 11 has brought the entire Muslim Ummah on the back foot. But always we should be optimistic. There are a few things which very honestly everyone needs to understand. Every anti-Christian, every non-Christian is not an anti-Christian. Every non-Jew is not an anti-Jew. Every non-American is not an anti-American. I have come to this country. This is the second time I am visiting this country. I love America. It's a beautiful place. The people are wonderful here. It's lovely to interact with them. The reception they give to whatever you speak to them, the way they host you as a guest, it's wonderful. So, but I'm not an American. I'm a non-American, but I'm not an anti-American. I am a non-British, but I'm not an anti-British. Similarly, it is very important. It's very important that every person who is a non-Muslim should understand that when he says or when she says he or she is a non-Muslim, the Muslim never perceives every non-Muslim as anti-Islamic. We never say that. The Quran never says that. Hadith never says that. If you read the Quran, you will find in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding jihad in several places in the Quran. If you read Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 190. Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 191. Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 192. Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 244. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 74. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 86. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 76. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 94. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 95. Surah Nisa, Surah number 4, ayat number 100. Surah Maida, Surah number 5, ayat number 35. Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 72. Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 74. It's mentioned in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat number 5 and 6. In Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat number 20. In Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat number 41. In Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat number 81. In Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat number 111. In Surah Hajj, Surah number 22, ayat number 58 and ayat number 78. In Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, ayat number 15. In Surah Saf, Surah number 61, ayat number 4 and ayat number 11. In Surah Tahrim, Surah number 66, ayat number 9. These are all the places where Allah commanded the Muslims to do jihad. But believe me, not a single ayat which says, kill all the non-Muslims on earth. On the contrary, I challenge, there is not a single religious scripture except the Quran, nor any law book on the face of the earth except the Quran, which has a statement where Allah says the Muslims in Surah Maida, Surah number 5, ayat number 32, if any one of you save the life of any innocent human being, whether a Muslim or a non-Muslim, it is as though you have saved the whole of humanity. And if you kill any innocent life, whether of a Muslim or a non-Muslim, in the sight of Allah, you have killed the whole of humanity. Coming to Osama bin Laden and the people who are labeled as terrorists today, see, one thing is very clear. For the Muslims, Prophet Muhammad is the ideal. Allah commanded in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example for mankind to follow is in the life of Prophet Muhammad. I say even the non-Muslim brothers and sisters, they should study the life of Prophet Muhammad. And when they study that life, if you find any bin Laden or anybody incompatibility with the Sunnah, then you have all the right to discuss Islam. But if somebody you find is not going according to Quran and Sunnah, you are most invited to correct such a person, to say that you are not working according to Quran and Sunnah. So bin Laden and all these people have never been an ideal to the Muslims, will never be an ideal in the future. 100 bin Ladens are born, they can never be an ideal to the Muslim community. He was right, he was wrong. There are many who might think he is right. There are many in the world who think he is wrong. For us, it is least important. If he has killed an innocent life, in the sight of Allah, he has killed the whole of humanity.
It's wrong then.
Yeah. There is no second choice about it. If he has killed any innocent life, he has killed the whole of humanity.
This is what the verbatim word of God. Now, what you just did, I mean, some people just got blown away. They were like, wow, were these references that you were giving from what we call, and anyone can confirm this, who has an open heart, open mind, who takes an analytical, scientific approach.
True.
You were quoting the verbatim word of God, the Quran.
Subhanallah.
And you were giving references.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate source for Islam. Anything, everything a Muslim has to do it only from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the authentic Sunnah. And believe me, people like Osama bin Laden and these people have never been the ideals to the Muslims. Our ideal
They're
is
not our role models, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Our role model is the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Of course.
Who was a messenger like Jesus, Moses,
of
Noah.
Course,
and they brought
course,
all the same,
Very
the same
true.
Teachings.
Absolutely the same teachings they have brought.
And what was that teaching?
The teaching of peace to the earth, the teaching of Islam to the earth. That is what every messenger of God brought. The teaching of Islam began from Adam alayhi salam and concluded with the message of Quran being revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah, and Quran being the last book of Allah revealed as a political, as an economy, as a social justice system for the entire mankind till eternity.
Let's take a break, Shaykh, and
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back
Jazakallah khair.
For more here on the Deen Show with Brother Imran.
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the Creator instead of any of the creations.
Now, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just, you just pray to God, your Creator.
If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back on the Deen Show with our special guest, clearing up all the chaos and confusion. Islam is not calling a human being to kill other innocent human beings. It's not about that. You're getting to hear it here on the Deen Show. We define what jihad is, a struggle and striving to do good and to suppress the evil things that you might want to do that you shouldn't be doing. And all the messengers of God, they call to Islam, submission to the one God. That's how you have peace. Now, there's some people out there, we don't know what's in their hearts. Many people are going and speaking about Islam, and they don't have the correct knowledge about Islam, so they'll quote verses out of context. They'll say, you know what? What he's saying is baloney, and they'll say, look at this verse, chapter 9, verse 29, or other verses, and say, look, it says kill them. It says, kill the infidels, all these other stuff. How do you combat this?
True. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair. See, first of all, one very important thing is, jihad in Islam is done against basically four enemies of God. Two of them are invisible enemies of God. You'll be wondering, how can we do jihad against them? The first one that you started the talk, that is the selfish desire. When you fight against your own selfish desire, you want to imbibe alcohol, and you say, no, I'm not going to do that. You want to intoxicate yourself with drugs or something, and you say, no to drugs, because Allah is watching me. I fear Allah. So this struggle that I do against my own selfish desire, you want to commit fornication or adultery and you say, no, Allah is watching me, I'll not go do that. So all these kind of striving is jihad against your selfish desire. And the jihad against the shaitan. The jihad against the shaitan, because Allah said that Satan has been given the power to whisper and misguide the humanity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do jihad against the shaitan. The Satan might whisper you and say, nobody is watching you. You can seek Allah's forgiveness after you have committed a sin. Not a problem. And you say, no, a'uz billahi minash shaitani rajim. I seek the protection of Allah from this shaitan, the astray one. And when I do this, I am doing jihad against the shaitan. The remaining two enemies are visible. The oppressors and the hypocrites. You see, the oppressors and the hypocrites can be amongst the Muslims too. So Allah has commanded us to do jihad against the oppressors and the hypocrites. But how to do? The method has been given in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the jihad, that is the warfare method, which is referred in the Quran many times as qital, meaning where you kill your enemy or you get killed by your enemy. So many ayat are there in the Quran, but a small statistic I would like to give to you.
Please go ahead.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was alive, 80 battles were fought. 80. The Prophet ﷺ himself participated in 27. Out of these 80, only 9 were combats. The remaining didn't happen as a war at all, or there was no combat at all. Only 9 combat happened. And the number of enemies of God killed was only about 219. And the Muslim soldiers or the Muslim Sahaba killed were a little above 100. Look at these figures. If you look at these figures, if Prophet was implementing the Quran, killing everybody, the figures are totally opposite to what is being claimed. You look at what's happening only in the last 100 years on this planet Earth in which we are surviving. If you check the First World War, 1914 to 1918, the First World War, according to Encyclopedia Americana, it killed 21 million human beings. I'm asking, was the Quran involved in the First World War? Was anybody doing jihad in the First World War? were the Muslims involved in the First World War? No. If you look at the Second World War, that happened. How many people were killed? 1937 to 1945, the figure of the human beings killed is recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records. 56 million human beings were killed.
Wow.
And again I ask, was the Quran involved in that? Were the Muslims involved in that? Were they responsible for it? Was it jihad? No. Who killed them? You were fighting amongst yourself. So if you look at the figures, only these two figures, the Russian Revolution, the French Revolution, the war between Ireland and British, look at the number of people being get killed. Where is jihad or Quran or Muslims involved in these things? We're not involved. It's just a media that is defaming a particular teaching of Islam. And coming back again, if you observe, you will find that the concept of jihad is even given in other holy scriptures.
Please give us those
You see, Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, he is referred as the Prince of Peace. As a Muslim, I have no doubt he was the Prince of Peace. You see, but the same Prince of Peace, he says in Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, verse number 34, think not that I have come to spread peace on earth. I have not come to spread peace, but a sword.
A sword.
Yeah, that is what. And he's saying, I have not come to spread peace. But still he is the Prince of Peace. I say, if any Muslim misquotes this to say that Jesus was a terrorist, nauzubillah, may Allah forbid, it's a sin to me. I am quoting out of context. That is what any Christian would say. Jesus says in Gospel of Luke, chapter number 19, verse number 27, bring that person in front of me and slay him who does not take me as a ruler over him.
That's Jesus who is beloved to our hearts. No,
yes,
Muslim is a Muslim,
yes,
unless we love
no
Jesus.
No Muslim is a Muslim if he does not believe, respect and love Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him. We Muslims, we believe that Jesus was a mighty messenger of Allah. He was born miraculously to Virgin Mary, which many modern day Christians do not believe. We Muslims, we believe that he healed those who were born blind and the lepers, but by Allah's permission. We believe that he gave life to the dead, but by Allah's permission. We love him. We love him in the category of all the other messengers, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you read the Bible, if you read the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 34, verse number 11 to 14, in the book of Numbers, chapter number 31, verse number 1 to 18, in the book of Numbers, chapter number 31, 33, verse number 50 to 56.
This is the Bible now.
This is the Bible, the Old Testament, the book of the Jews and the Christians. If you read this,
what does it say? What does it say?
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 2, verse number 26 to 35. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 3, verse number 1 to verse number 7. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 7, verse number 1 to verse number 6. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 20, verse number 10 to 18. All these places, Moses, may peace be upon him, Musa, alayhi salam, has been commanded to attack the inhabitants of the enemies and kill all of them, including their women and their children.
This is the Bible.
This is the Bible.
Not the Quran.
Not the Quran. In fact, they have been commanded to kill all the women, the children, and the men, and leave only the girls who have not gone to bed with a man for yourself. On the contrary to this, if you read Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book on the compilation of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is other than the Quran. If you read it, volume number 4, hadith number 257 and 258, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is forbidden, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is forbidden for the Muslim soldiers to touch a lady, to touch a woman or a child in the battle. You cannot touch them. If you read other books of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his compilations of his teachings, he said, you should not attack the leader of the other religious groups if they have not come to fight you. You cannot destroy the agricultural fields. You cannot pollute the drinking water of the people. You cannot cut down the trees. You cannot kill the animals which are for agriculture purpose or for them to eat. You cannot touch the babies, the children and the women. This is the teaching in Islam. Which of these teachings, I ask, is terrorism? This is not terrorism.
Amazing, amazing.
And the word terrorism has got more than 100 definitions according to the United Nations itself.
These are amazing facts, and again, not fiction. We're out of time. For those truth seekers, sincere people, you know what? Now the fog has been clear. They can see a little clear. They like that Islam calls to pure monotheism, not worshiping Jesus, not worshiping saints and animals and elephants and monkeys, but only worshiping the creator of all that exists and doing good. And doing the jihad against the evil of your own self that calls you to drinking and drugs and gambling and doing and establishing noble character. They like this, and you know what? They're still a little bit timid. Go ahead and talk to them. Give them some advice. Give them some advice, Sheikh. Go ahead.
Sheikh, I would just say one thing. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 4, hadith number 667, Ballighu anni walau aya. If you people know one thing about Islam, one thing about me, convey it to those who do not know about it. Unless and until we Muslims are going to do this job, Allah is not going to help us. We need to do, every Muslim man and every Muslim woman needs to do this. We need to go out to our non-Muslim brothers and sisters. They are our brothers and sisters because they are the children of Adam and Eve. They are the children of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And we cannot see them being punished on the day of judgment by not believing in the true creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not believing in the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not believing in the last and final testament, the world constitution, the word of Allah, the Quran, which is for the peace of humanity if practiced in the right perspective. Eddie, once again, I would just like to repeat one very important thing. I would like to reiterate, because I am in the United States, you are holding a show for me in Chicago, I really am thankful to you. I would like to reiterate that Islam is not against every non-Muslim. Just as every non-Muslim is not against every Muslim, similarly, Islam and Muslims are not against every non-Muslim. And there might be disagreements with a lot of things that we do. In a family, a husband disagrees with the wife, a wife disagrees with the husband. But that does not mean they are enemies unto each other. So similarly, if Americans disagree to many things about Islam and Muslims, that does not mean all Americans are anti-Islam. Similarly, if Muslims disagree to American policies of certain kind, that should not mean to the Americans that all the Muslims are anti-Americans. This is a very important message I would like to convey to the beautiful people of this nation, the United States of America.
Thank you very much. May God Almighty, the creator of all diseases, reward you for being with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace be with you. Salaam alaikum. And thank you again for tuning into the Dean Show. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. You got to learn so much. You got to learn about jihad. It's been misrepresented. You see now, by just sitting patiently through this episode, you learn so much. And Islam is something that's for the whole of mankind. Pick up a free copy of the verbatim word of God, the Quran, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Call the number, and visit us here every week on the Dean Show. Until next time, peace be unto you.